If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key and that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
We're on the air.
Back.
Well, party's starting early today, isn't it?
To more of Early Break.
Simple, you are an idiot.
On 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Today is Wednesday, which means great news for those who like steak in the Ashland area.
Yeah.
Reuben's is open. Oh. Lunch and dinner all the way till Sunday.
God, those are hard 2 days, aren't they?
Yeah, it's Monday, a hard 2 days on everybody. I said that fired me up. I talked to text with Phil yesterday.
You always text with everybody.
Yeah, as long as you got to keep in touch with the people.
He does.
And Phil let me know, which will be a big promo later on later in this month or next month, is that they're open on Thanksgiving, and we're going. We're going for doing Thanksgiving dinner for a buffet.
The Bush family?
Family's going to Ruhlman's.
Oh, you're kidding me.
Yes, we're opting for the eat out.
That's not a bad idea.
Dine out, yes.
It's a good idea.
Yeah, so we're heading to Ruhlman's.
God, that's beautiful.
We'll see Phil on Thanksgiving.
And that's for sure turkey, right?
But there'll be turkey there, a full buffet.
And that's what you'll
probably
get.
Probably prime rib, too.
You know what? I go heavy starch. That's my big thing. The stuffing is a big thing for me. Yeah, some sort of scallop corn, maybe some of that. You know?
Okay.
Yeah, the meats and poultry are not as high on my list.
Really?
Yes.
Interesting, but you'll have some turkey.
I will have some turkey.
Yeah.
White meat.
Turkey's not incredible because you only have it once a year, so it's not like when do you guys have steak? Well, we only have it on Halloween. That's it. Nope. You have beef every day because this is incredible.
By the way, unnamed texter says, today's my wife and I's 15th anniversary, and we're going to Ruhlman's Saturday night to celebrate.
Oh, wow.
Okay.
So, see Phil. Numero he'll want a picture.
Yeah.
Phil will want a photo with you.
Oh, that's a great choice.
That is a great choice. Thank you.
Yeah. Ruhlman's Steakhouse.
Unnamed.
Highway 6 in Ashland. We played some Holgorsen audio in the first segment. John Butler also spoke to me yesterday, Nebraska's defensive coordinator. And he wanted to talk about off the bat Maryland's quarterback, Malik Washington.
6'5", 221.
Here's Butler on him.
He looks like he's very well coached, meaning that he obviously hasn't been sacked, and he really hasn't made many mistakes on tape. So he knows where to go with the ball based on what the coverage looks like pre-snap, what the coverage looks like post-snap. Looks like he has some really good blitz answers that he makes. He's a decisive kid. And makes the throws. So, you just look at his numbers through the year. Every game he's thrown for over 200 yards, throws a nice ball. So I think it's definitely a challenge. And then he's got some skill around him at receiver some skill guys that can run. And a tight end that can get open and catch the ball. So it's definitely a challenge for us. Probably one of our biggest challenges to this point, just in terms of the overall passing game, the operation of their passing game, how well he's coached by their offensive staff. So it's definitely a huge challenge.
You know what he's not? And it's kind of a misnomer. He's not a runner. Mm-hmm. He's nothing like Underwood.
Does he scramble at all? Does he have any scramble plays?
Bill, the numbers are 11 attempts for 22 yards net and 18 yards in losses. I don't think he must scramble much, right? Those numbers would suggest that.
Yeah, it doesn't suggest that. But so, being said, I've not seen him.
I've seen him.
I've just barely seen Maryland. I've watched a little bit.
I've seen him.
The thing to pay attention for Husker fans is just, if things start out somewhat hot, don't panic for him.
Okay.
It's because he fades in a couple games. Yeah. He's faded.
Second half.
It's not. It's like all of a sudden, it's like they have this, and all of a sudden, he has his plays. He has his scripted plays. Has those things, but they have not been able to maintain
the Maryland fade.
Yep. Yes.
The Maryland fade.
We're past September. When it starts happening. Now.
Here's the thing. Yes.
It's always post-September for them.
So he's a big guy. People will look at him and say, oh, he's a runner. No, he's not. Yeah. He's not a runner, but he's big. I bet he's tough to get down. Mm-hmm. I mean, and he was a highly recruited guy. He's completed 60%, 9 touchdowns, 2 picks. You know, he's thrown for a good number of yards. All that. He's got three.
Still impressive. True freshman.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. And he's That's got impressive. Three really good receivers, 1, 4, and 5. Shalik Knotts. I've seen him. Now, I've seen him. Knotts scared me from the moment I saw him. Because why? Because he's 6'4", 200. He's what it should look like.
6'4". He's like the tall receiver.
What it should look like. And he's got 5 touchdown catches. Okay, then what?
Was Butler on the defensive line.
Nebraska's defensive line play.
I think they continue to improve. Obviously, the results show that we hit the quarterback. We created more havoc and made more plays, you know, in that regard. So from a results standpoint, you can see that we got some rewards there. I think the results came from not just the work we put in this week, but the continued work through the year and the emphasis of how to win in one-on-one pass rush, how to attack their protections, how to get off blocks, how to effectively move, you know, how to get more population to the football. So I think that really with that, just like every position on our defense, it's all a work in progress. But I think because of the youth and the experience there, I think they'll continue to get better.
Then there was a series of questions about individual players.
I'll get to one of them.
Yeah.
You want Sierra Wright?
The best one was Sierra Wright, who had a – he's playing nickel. I guess because of Malcolm's injury. I don't know. But he had a good game. He locked down what he was supposed to do.
It has grown because we come from two totally opposite ends of the country. I'm an East Coast guy to the core, and Sierra is a West Coast guy to the core. Not to generalize people, but I think speaking on my behalf, I am as East Coast as you can get. But he loves football, and he's smart, and he cares. And so those conversations throughout the year, and you can mess with him and coach him hard, and he's not going to take it personal. He's not going to shrink from intense coaching. And so I think that's where it starts, and then the relationship grows because there's a level of trust. I think that, you know, I've been doing this for a long time, and really this is the only thing I've ever done. So I better know how to coach, and I better know what to do and how to coach DBs. And I think they trust me in that regard, and obviously the defense has trusted me in coaching the defense. But then you just got to keep pouring into them. And then the more that they the more production, the more trust they build in us, then guys like Sierra can come to me and talk to me about things he sees, and I'll listen to him maybe more so than I would a freshman or a sophomore that hasn't, you know, been in the fray. And then when he does say stuff, and the questions that he's asking are the questions that I'm used to getting asked from coaching so long in the NFL.
They're number one in the country in pass defense. You'll get a better idea if that's how legitimate that is. Not that Maryland is, I don't know. What do you think, Bill? How representative is Maryland of a strong passing team?
Solid, that'd be at best. I mean, he's throwing for over 200 every game, which is good. But it's also that there's not some bunch of 380s up there. You know, you throw
no 300s at all.
You throw on other teams, and you'll see a bunch of those. You'll see a bunch of just on Saturday there'll be 20 guys throw for 300
and
something
yards. And at the end of the day, he's a true freshman.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, Malik, 258, 254, 261, 265, 219. That's always
he's just good.
Pretty solid.
Yeah,
it's pretty solid
consistent.
Numbers.
Very consistent.
And not many ways. You have 2 picks. So takes care
picks.
Of the ball well.
Yep. 2 picks.
Yeah, but it's not.
9 touchdowns, 2 picks.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
You're not running into an incredible elite passing team.
No.
With the numbers you look at. The end, with the Wisconsin game, Wisconsin plays very good defense. They do. They have some guys that you saw it against Michigan. They play good defense. So, but I was a little surprised. Like I said, I think everyone was surprised that they did not beat Washington. That was just because of the trip. What Washington just came off and then beat up 20-0.
They had the big lead.
Were they 20? Was it 20-0?
It was
13.
It was 100% 20-0. Yeah. And Jake, one thing. Maryland critical stat is last in the league in third down offense.
Yes.
They're last in the league in third down offense. You should be able to get them off the field. And if your secondary is what we think, it's good. I believe it's good. But that's what you got to see now. And that game like this shows you a little bit more.
Okay. When we come back, the mailbag and song of the day is next on Early Break on the Ticket.
If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key and that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.